If it had looked old and a little nerve-wracking on the outside, the inside made Luke even less certain about bringing the headhunter into the cavernous hangar of the Rockhound. He was worried that upon setting it down, the headhunter might fall right through the tarnished deck. But what drew Luke's attention immediately, at the expense of marveling how something this ancient was still spaceworthy, was the sight of a Stealth X. Its sleek lines and cutting edge, black star-dappled form as sharply at odds with the old hangar as possible. And then he felt a familiar presence in the Force. It was warm, loving, but its sharp brightness had dimmed somewhat, veiled by some sort of sorrow or regret. As he settled the headhunter down, cautiously, and climbed out, the hangar door opened with an audible groan. Two figures entered, one small and female in a flight suit, one tall and male in stylish trousers and a hip cape. Both of them had furrowed brows. "Lando," he said, nodding briefly to his old friend before turning his attention to his niece. "Jaina," he said, both pleased and irritated to see her. "What are you doing here?" "It's a long story," she said.
"So is mine," Lando said. "And it's a little bit more immediate."
"I'm listening." His blue eyes went wide. But he made no move to interrupt Lando as his old friend talked about Sith desecration of a religious site. Blatant lies, siding with Hutts, and an imminent revolution. "I shouldn't have gone," Luke said quietly. "Talon played me. He insisted on leaving someone behind to wait for the Rockhound. And blast it, it made sense." "It did make sense, Uncle Luke," Jaina said. "You couldn't have known what they were planning. How would anybody know they'd do something so drastic for some strange glass-like material?" Luke rubbed his eyes. He was angry with himself. "That's just the point, Jaina. We don't know these Sith. We don't know what motivates them, or what their game is, or why they've really chosen to ally with me. I know what they've said, but that shouldn't be regarded as anything even in the vicinity of truth." Jaina and Lando exchanged glances.
"Look at it this way," Lando said. "The fountain didn't seem all that damaged. You have at least one frigate's worth of Sith out of your way. And this might be the impetus for the Clatooinians to finally free themselves from a lousy bargain that should never have been made."
"I didn't come to start a revolution," Luke said, and then winced inwardly as he realized how that sounded.
"Not this time, maybe," Jaina said, "but it's happening, and I think in the end it's a good thing. We just wanted you to know what was going on."
"Thanks," Luke said. "Now, Jaina, we come back to my question. Why are you here?"